With guests joining us by phone this morning, Amy Smith joins us. She is the Communications Director for Character Counts in Iowa. This is Character Counts Week. Well, every week should be Character Counts Week, but this one we celebrate and focus on it. We're going to talk about it here this morning. Amy, thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Character counts. Sure it does. It counts all the time, forever. But sometimes we see breakdowns, don't we?
Well, you know, it's so tough because everyone gets busy and in the day-to-day activities, and sometimes we forget to teach our kids some of the things that we maybe take for granted, or, for instance, we may not role model the best actions that kids see us doing. So, you know, it's one of those things I always compare to a muscle. Your character is the more you work it, the stronger it gets and the easier it is to maybe do better the next time.
Do you always need to act as if everyone is watching?
You know, there's a good example that we always say is, you know, if you come to a decision where you don't know what to do, there's a couple things you can ask yourself. One is, would you be okay with your actions if it was on the front page of the newspaper the next day?
Hmm, interesting.
Or if you were talking about it on the radio the next day.
Exactly, absolutely.
Or how would you feel if your grandma knew about what you were about to do? So, you know, those are really good questions to double-check yourself are, you know, am I really doing the right thing? Is this action a part of who I am?
Now, I know you talk a lot about the six pillars of character. Can you talk a little bit about those for us here today?
Sure. Trustworthiness is when we keep our promises. We're honest, we have integrity, and we're loyal. Respect. I always like to, when I talk to my kids about it, the golden rule. And that's one, you know, I think it's hard for people because lots of times they want to treat people how they think they might deserve to be treated rather than treating people how you want to be treated. Responsibility is, you know, doing what you're supposed to do and doing your best. Fairness is, you know, taking turns, sharing, following the rules. Caring is showing love and compassion, empathy, forgiveness, and citizenship, voting, helping make your community better. And those are the six pillars.
All the things that we really expect out of young people. And, you know, times have changed so much, Amy. When I was growing up, boy, the measure of our character was what the neighbors up the street thought about us, you know, because we were out in the neighborhood doing what we do, having fun and things, and how did we act when mom and dad weren't within eyeshot? Now, today, technology really kind of muddles that a lot, doesn't it?
Oh, wow. You know, we could talk for ages and ages just about how to show character online. You know, something's happened where people feel like they're hiding behind a veil of their computer, and they've disconnected the integrity of who they are with what they're going to say online. Now, we've really seen some great changes over the past couple years where fewer and fewer sites are letting you post anonymously. I think that's a great step in the right direction, but you know, parents have to these days work really, really hard to teach kids about appropriate use of technology and the internet.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we see so much of that, too. It's not just there, but some of the things that we see, too, there's so much more scrutiny on people that we tend to put on pedestals in life, like Hollywood types and professional athletes and things, and everything they do is absolutely under a microscope, and we expect so much of them. But when we go out online, everything we do is kind of put under a microscope, too.
Definitely. And, you know, I always, when I took this job, I became hyper aware of my own behavior because I thought, you know I work for Character Counts. They're going to give me a little less forgiveness because they know I know better,
mm-hmm.
right? So I think anytime you're out in public, you may not know who is watching you and you may not know who they are. We use the example a lot of, say you're a high school senior. Well, you can bet there's probably a lot of high school freshmen who know who you are, but you don't know who they are, and they're looking up to you and using you as examples. So I think we all kind of have that kind of story in our lives where people know who we are, but we don't know they're watching.
Absolutely. Well, it would be just wonderful if we could all learn these simple things in our homes. And that's the case with some folks. But, you know, we're so disjointed anymore with people going here, there. Work schedules are crazy and families are different than they used to be. And it's so difficult to have as much time face-to-face with youngsters as we would like sometimes. So it has to be done, not just in the home, but out in the community and in the schools. And I know you guys work with them, with folks in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, we first and foremost think that character begins at home, and I don't want to forget to tell you that we have a great parents guide on our website for free at charactercountsiniowa.org, and it goes through each of the pillars and teaches you how to teach it to your kids. So that's kind of one step. And the reason that we like that so much is that it gives you ways to teach it, but it also gives you tips on how to kind of weave it into the things that you're already doing. So, for instance, say you're watching, you know, your favorite TV show. Well, there's going to be instances of good character or bad character in the show. So you don't have to sit down and have a big discussion on character. You can use those everyday learning opportunities during the commercial to say, hey, what do you think about the responsibility that that person showed or didn't show? So parenting is really tough, and we want to make sure that we can provide as many resources as we can. And like you said, you know, the kids need that continuity. So when they go to school, they're hearing the same words, they're still hearing the six pillars, and they know what their expectations are of them at school.
Yeah, we hear educators all the time talking about teachable moments, and maybe in the workplace and in the home, we need to identify those things too.
Definitely, and it's so easy once you start looking for them. You know, whether it's somebody that you see, you know, jaywalking to somebody opening a door for somebody else. There's lots and lots of everyday moments to teach your kids about character.
You bet. Is it difficult in the way that the family is structured, or maybe not structured anymore? Because as I said before, families are so much different than they used to be. You don't see the Ward and June Cleaver family unit so much anymore, where you know, there's so much attention paid to the children, and they're constantly looking over their shoulders. Does that make it so much more difficult? Does it have to be difficult because of that?
You know, it would be an interesting thing to research and find out. You know, I think that we're very much into that maybe mindset that it takes a village these days, because, you know, there are families that aren't all together. And so it really matters that you're doing your role, maybe as an aunt or an uncle or a babysitter, to positively impact a child's life, because you don't necessarily know if they're getting it somewhere else.
Yeah, I guess in this case, we all have a role to play. It's just a matter of doing it in the right manner.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you want to accomplish this week? What's this week about for you?
Well, you know, it's hard because we want character to be shown every day, not just during the third week of October. So we really wanted to make Character Counts Week different. And so how we're doing that this year is we're asking you to think about something extra you can do this week. So we imagine that you're showing good character every day, but what's something extra that you can do? And we want to challenge you and have you challenge yourself. So, you know, maybe it is paying it forward to someone. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's helping someone in need. Maybe it's thanking someone who probably is not appreciated. Kind of, if you think about it for a little bit, there are tons of ways that you could just really help someone else and make Character Counts Week the week that you challenge yourself to make your community better. And who knows, maybe after Character Counts Week, there'll be things that you want to continue.
Oh, absolutely. It's about changing your lifestyle a little bit to a certain extent, creating habits.
Oh, it definitely is. And you start to think of those habits more and more often. And you end up catching yourself and watching yourself. And like I said, it's the more practice that you have, the easier it becomes.
Yeah. Is some of it, Amy, changing the mindset, too? Because when I look down through the six pillars, like, for example, I'll take respect.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about being considerate of the feelings of others, not threatening, dealing peacefully with anger, insults, disagreements, things like that, some people might just look at that and say, well, I'm just going to get taken advantage of then.
Oh, and respect is the one by far that we always have the most discussion with folks. Because they want to treat people how they think they might be deserve to be treated, or how, you know, they're being treated themselves. I think it was Thomas Jefferson that said, I will treat you as a gentleman, not because you are one, but because I am one. So there's a part of that that really takes some self-reflection and some maybe willingness to rise above the fray to do the right thing, even though sometimes it doesn't feel as good right away.
Mm-hmm. And I can't put a spot on it here, but I remember hearing and seeing a line somewhere that said the measure of a gentleman or a lady is someone who makes everyone around them feel comfortable.
Yeah, that's a great example.
Yeah, so if you think about it just like that, it doesn't have to be necessarily broken down into all kinds of bullet point tabs and things. If you just think of it the simple way, and just go back to the old turn it around. If it were you in that position, how would you like to be treated? So many of those things will fall into place. And those are difficult lessons sometimes to teach kids because sometimes they happen in their worst moments, but they have to be taught.
And I have a 6- and an 8-year-old, and I use the golden rule for pretty much everything in our house. So, you know, whether it be not coming home on time or cleaning their room, I can kind of always put that right back to the golden rule. So my kids kind of have that one thing that they need to focus on because, you know, well, how would you feel if I came home late when you were waiting for me? Or how would you feel if, you know, you didn't say nice things to me? So I can kind of always take it back to that, and it's something that they're really able to understand, even at 6 and 8, that they want to treat people how they want to be treated.
And simple things like that transform into every part of our lives.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, you bet. Well, very good. Well, we hope you have a great Character Counts week, Amy. Hope the word gets out real well. We hope we did our part here. And we hope more and more folks just take and carry that on now and change some of those habits to make the world just a little bit nicer place.
Well, thank you so much. And Jim, I hope you think of your challenge for yourself for the week of what you want to do for Character Counts week.